Kimberly Brewer and Mesa. That is No More Pain. All right, everyone. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio. Phone lines open right now. You can call in and give Kimberly a shout out. Yes, she has a new single out with Walter Beasley. And that one is called, what is that one called? Just That Sweet to Me.
Yes,
is
ma'am.
Is that right, Kimberly? Yes.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Well, as we begin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Porter Ranch, California.
All right, Cali fans out there. We have Kimberly Brewer on my platform today. And good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. I would like to mention about No More Pain featuring Mesa. What's the brief story behind that track?
Well, I wrote that song because it just seemed like there was so much going on in the world, so many negative things, and just, you know, everyone was having such a hard way to go, and I was, you know, I was praying about the situation, and I, you know, I was thinking, Father, please, no more pain. We need your love to shine on us again. Please let your love fall on us like summer rain, because we need you. And that's where that came from. And I wrote it, and then I said, I want Mesa to sing the second verse, because I love Mesa's voice, mm-hmm. and it's just so, it touches your soul and your spirit, and, you know, I knew that I needed to get her on this track. And so I called her, and she graciously blessed me with her amazing vocals.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And she did a great job, great job. And you as
Absolutely.
Well. You have
Thank
that pitch-perfect voice. Very sweet, innocent. Yes, and I love it. It really grabbed my attention. I love it.
Thank you.
Also,
Thank you.
As we move along, tell us all about your musical journey briefly. What and who was your inspiration to start writing music? And how long you been in the music industry back then?
Okay. Well, you know, one of my favorite artists growing up was Stevie Wonder. I used to sit and listen to his music and look through the liner notes and, you know, read every lyric and just sing along. And, you know, it's amazing to actually meet one of your idols and then to wind up working with and for that person. God has blessed me in so many ways. And yeah, he was mainly, he was really number one. And my first professional gig was with Miss Mickey Howard. I was writing with a young man, his name is Kenny Harris, and Kenny asked me if I wanted to do the gig, and I was like, okay, yeah, I would love to. So I auditioned, and she chose me, and that's how this ball started to roll.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into mentioning the new single, Just That Sweet to Me. What mm-hmm. inspired you to write that track? Is there a story behind that one?
Well, you know what? That track was originally done by Mr. Greg Curtis, wonderful singer, writer, producer. He called me. He was working with a rap artist, and he asked me to write a hook for the track. And I wrote the hook, and I sang it, but he ended up not using it on the rapper. And so I always loved the track, and I loved, you know, the chorus. And I said, well, let me just write some lyrics to it. And I did. And years passed, and I was working on my project with Byron Miller. And I sent him the track, and Byron said, oh, that's a hit. So we wrote it. Well, I finished writing it, and he produced the track, and he said that he was going to call his buddy Walter Beasley, the amazing, Walter Beasley, and see if he would bless us with his gift on the track. And he did. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful.
Well, thank you for that story. Thank you for that information. Wow, mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to spin Just That Sweet to Me. You stay in that seat, Kimberly Brewer. We'll be right back.
I will. Thank you.
To give to you.
Perfect pitch. So go right ahead and give your fans and followers that's listening where they can purchase that single at any of the music outlets online. And go ahead and give your website information and your social media information as well. Go right ahead, Kimberly.
Okay. Well, you can purchase any of all my songs on Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, DistroKid, all of the streaming services. It's in all of them. And my website is KimberlyBrewer.com, KimberlyBrewer.com.
All right. Thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh,
and do you have two Facebook pages on Facebook?
I do. I have Kimberly Brewer Artist and Kimberly Brewer One.
Okay. Thank you for telling that information as well. Yeah, I got lost finding you on Facebook. I found you on IG, though.
You sure did. And I found you.
Yeah. So, as we continue, will there be any future music projects that you can tell and tease us about?
Well, I have an artist. Her name is Angelique Wolf, and I'm so excited about her project. She's actually going to be the second release on my label, Kimberlily Records. And I can't talk a whole lot about it, but she has some goodness coming out. And I will definitely make a special announcement when everything is ready and available.
All right, and thank you for that information as well. Mm-hmm. Will you be doing any upcoming events online?
Well, you know what? I don't have anything coming up online, but I will be doing the Berks Jazz Fest in August, and that's in Pennsylvania. When the announcement is made, I will let you know exactly what's going on, the dates and everything. They're doing a special tribute to Mr. Stevie Wonder, and I've been asked to sing a couple of his songs, and I'm so honored.
All right. Thank you for that. So I would like to ask you this, Kimberly Brewer. What is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of this new single, Just That Sweet to Me?
Well, I guess what I really want them to get out of Just That Sweet to Me is, you know, when you think of that person that you love and that, you know, you just can't do anything without, and that person that's always in your head, in your heart, in your mind, just, you know, give them what they deserve. Give them the love, the honor, and respect, and let them know how you feel about them.
All right. Thank you. I like that. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. You're more than welcome at this time to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you towards this music single. Go right ahead, Kimberly.
Okay. Well, first of all, I have to thank Greg Curtis because he wrote the original track. I thank Byron Miller for producing a wonderful track. I thank Walter Beasley. Everybody that Rick Jordan, I can't think of everybody else's name, but everybody involved, I just thank you all so much, you know, for being there for me and for being a support system. You know, a girl's got to do it. Sometimes a girl needs some help.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to give them an applause that they will continue to support you in all your music projects. All right, we're coming towards the end of our showcase. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with dark times today, Kimberly Brewer?
Yeah, well, for me, just keep praying and staying faithful, stay hopeful, stay encouraged, and just do you, and follow your dreams. My father told me, don't just reach for the stars. While you're up there, grab some. So while you're up there, grab some.
All right. Thank you for those encouraging words. Any other information you would like to give before we sign out of this beautiful showcase, Kim?
Just follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and if you follow me, I'll follow you back.
All right. Well, Kimberly, thank you. Thank you, Kim, for taking out your time to participate. You're more than welcome to come back on my platform with any of your new music projects. And you have a blessed day. Thank you so much. I will follow you all the time. You're going to get tired of seeing me. So
I will never get
let's
tired.
Let's keep it going.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity, Brenda. I really, really appreciate you.
And it's nice to meet you, Kimberly. You stay blessed.
You
all right,
you
everyone. All right. Thank you all my fans and followers out there for tuning in. Go and try and purchase her single, Just That Sweet to Me, featuring Walter Beasley. And I want to thank you for tuning in to all of my showcases. There will be more shows coming up this month. Stay tuned in to Lady Diva Live Radio. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Here is Just That Sweet to Me for the favorite fans out there. Have a good afternoon. Be safe, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye. God bless.
Repeat again.